Truggers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from the Florida Room. It is nice as hell in the Florida Room today, by the way. It just rained last night, and then now today in the Florida Room, it is gorgeous. It is fucking nice. I'm sitting here, prop bag, and since McDonald's has quit serving breakfast, I'm allowed to have a beverage, so I'm enjoying a light beer so as not to get drunk, just to enjoy a beer for a change and not act, how many beers is it going to take me to catch a buzz so I can tolerate all these people for another few hours. But that's another story too. But hey, I went off on a tangent that fucking fast. But it is nice here in the Florida Room today. So if you hear helicopters and fucking random people yelling out in the streets, I can't help that because this is Hollywood and crazy is everywhere. The level of crazy in Hollywood is growing exponentially. I think I've talked about it before. If I haven't, I'm talking about it right now. If you're listening to me, the fucking level of crazy in Hollywood is N-U-T-S exclamation point nuts. But yeah, that's the thing. Florida Room, here we are. Hope everybody's doing good. This is the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. That's how you can hear everything right as it's happening, right here on the interwebs, the global interwebs. So anywhere in the world you are, you can listen to it on the Crab Diving Network. You just go on there, push the button, and it'll take you right to... I don't even think you have to push the button if you put live. Maybe not. But if you get a button, push it. And then there you go. You're listening to the Hollywood Hick as it happens, which it comes out on every Tuesday and Friday, by the way. So this is the Tuesday episode of the Hollywood Hick. Episode number 21 comes out 7 o'clock in the p.m. on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, and wherever else you are in the world, do the math from there, or just download it as a podcast. Comes up a couple of days later on the iTunes, on the Crab Diving website. You can find it on the Stitchers, so they're all over the place. So and download the Hollywood Hick. You make me look good. And I'll sit here and keep talking to you people about all this stupid nonsense that really nobody cares about but me. And I reckon y'all, because y'all listen to me talk about it, right? But I'm just gonna get right into my favorite story so far this week. Like, normally I would save this shit, but I am not saving it because this made me laugh so fucking hard. If this happens, I am going to be the happiest hick this side of the fucking Mississippi, for real. Like, in probably the whole country. Because I will, and like, if it does, like, if this does go down, I really want to be there so I can do, like a live reporting from the scene. Because there is this, okay, I'm just going to tell you what it is. I'm teasing this because it's just too fucking good. But, okay, there is this in Alabama. They have one gay legislator there. And her name is Patricia Todd, and she is threatening that, like, basically what she's telling them, if you people don't back off of this homo marriage stuff and let gay people get married, because she's wanting to get married, and God bless her, she should be allowed to get married, but she's like, if you people do not back off, I am totally gonna pull a Harper Valley PGA on y'all. That's my favorite part, because if y'all remember Harper Valley PGA, it fucking... whatever, I'll play you a bit of it in a minute. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But she is going to go Harper Valley PTA on these bitches and air their dirty laundry. She's like, fine, you want to talk about that? How, like, you're going to use, like, moral convictions against me? Let me ask you a few questions about where you've been putting your pen, Senator, and shit like that. If this goes down and I am not there, I'm going to be the saddest homo ever. Ever go from, like, the sightedest to the saddest, because I would love to see that go down, because hopefully it would go down something like this. Okay, whatever, I'm gonna read you what she said first, and then I'm gonna play you, like, what I'm seeing, which is an excerpt from one of my favorite songs of all time, the Harper Valley PTA. But what this woman Patricia has said is, she's like, this is like her interview with the Huffington Post. This is what she said. If certain people come out and start espousing a much better word. I'm already fucking 6 words in and I'm already not doing it right. And I have only had like 6 sips of this light beer, people. So don't even try to, like, tell me that I'm drunk. I might have been drunk last time and I might have been drunk a couple of times before, but I ain't drunk now. I just was, like, trying to read espousing. Like, that's not a word I come by every day. So we're going to start this over. Take two. She said, if certain people come out and start espousing this rhetoric about family values, then I will say, let's talk about family values, because here's what I heard. I have direct knowledge, because obviously I'm not the other person involved in the affair. But one thing you would never hear about me is that I ever cheated on a partner or had an affair. That's what she said. And then she went on, she said, one thing thing I'm pretty consistent on is I do not like hypocrites. Me either, sister. I hate it. You can't fucking be dishing it out if you can't take it. That's the way it fucking goes. I hate that. Like, that's why I can't stand that Lena Dunham. I'm not even going to get into it because I don't think about her sagging ass, melting looking titties. Okay, whatever. I digress. We're still talking about Miss Patricia Todd, right? And she went on. One thing I'm pretty consistent on is I do not like hypocrites. If you can explain your position and you hold yourself in the same standard you want to hold me to, then fine. But you cannot go out there and spear my community and condemning us and somehow making us feel less than and expect me to be quiet. I fucking love it. She's like, oh, hell to the no. She's like, if you want to go down this road, then I am going to fucking start telling everybody your dirty secrets because you can't be living this high moral lifestyle and not be living this high moral lifestyle. But she's all pissed off because the I'm just going to read this because I won't say it right if I don't. But it's like her comments come in response to U.S. District Court Judge Callie Grenade's decision. Grenade. It's probably Grenade, but it looks like Grenade. Decision over the weekend to issue a 2-week stay on ruling to strike down Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage, which will give the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals a few weeks longer to determine whether or not to continue the state's delay. Alabama same-sex couples remain in status of limbo, but in the delay it is ended, the state will become the 37th to legalize same-sex marriage. So, like, she's like, fucking people, you done lost. Quit acting a fool and do not make me air your dirty laundry because I will. And this is what I imagine. Okay, I just think that's so fucking awesome. And I hope it's really dramatical. And I hope it's really, yeah, I just hope it is. But I hope it goes down something kind of like this right here. So this is from one of my all-time favorite country songs called the Harper Valley PTA, which they also made into a TV movie way back when, and I just found it on YouTube and I will be watching it stat, that stars Barbara Eden as the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the fucking, why can't I think of her name right now? Whatever. The main character of Harper Valley PTA, the one that they're all like jealous of because she wears short skirts and shakes her booty and has a good time and the rest of them are fucking got to stick up their ass. But she airs all their dirty laundry at a PTA meeting and it goes a little something like this, y'all.
There's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and 7 times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town?
She's so fucking awesome. And the best part of the whole thing is she is not even done. Like, she is just getting going good. Like, she has not even, like, the tires have barely, like, quit squealing for her to, like, take off. I love it because she, like, goes on. Okay, so there's more to this. I gotta play one more segment of it because it's just so awesome how she just lets these motherfuckers have it. Like, these mother truckers don't see it coming either. They're like, ooh, nobody, everybody says they do it, but she sure as hell the one gonna do it. So it's not to be finished there. She goes on to even give them a little bit more of what she thinks about them. So the shit goes on, and here we go.
Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here because he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites.
Oh my god, I love that so much. And you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. Hell yeah. I love it. That shit was back in the 70s and they were still like, hell yeah. This song was such a big hit. Barbara Eden, fucking of Genie, I Dream of Genie fame, bitches, played the main character. I love it. I love it so much. But yeah, I hope this woman does that. I hope she's all like, and you're all Alabama hypocrites. Just fucking let them have it. Let them have it. You go, Patricia Todd. If this goes down, will you please let the Hollywood hick know so that I can jump on a plane and come out there with my little recorder and like interview the people to see what they had to say, because the level of crazy will probably marvel Hollywood, which I don't know if really is possible, but it's worth going to find out. That's what I have to say about that nonsense, right, mother truck in there. But really, I hope that happens. I love that fucking Harper Valley PTA stuff too, y'all. It's so good. It's so really, it really is so so satisfyingly good. And I highly recommend all of y'all going on iTunes or whatever and downloading Harper Valley PGA, because it is a very good story song. It's one of the best story songs ever. They made a whole TV movie, which ended up being a TV series, if I remember correctly. And yeah, but I don't think the TV series did that good. But the TV movie was a big hit, thus the TV series. And if you listen to the song, it really tells you the whole thing. So if you like the song, the story in the song, and I like a story song, so that's that. So whatever. I just had to tell y'all about this Alabama legislator going to like have her freaking Harper Valley PTA moment. And I hope she does so much. It makes me hurt on the insides. It really does. It really and truly does. Okay, but I'm going to move on because we have breaking news, mother truckers. I don't know if y'all are ready for this, but apparently, and this is all speculation and hearsay. We don't know for sure. And of course, she denies it. But according to one of them hacker people, like, these hackers are out of mother trucking control. People need to reel a hacker the mother truck in. That's all I got to say about that. But apparently, some hackers named the Lizard Squad, they've done decided to hack on Taylor Swift and say they got naked pictures. But Taylor Swift says she ain't got no naked pictures. And she's actually kind of throwing it back at him. I kind of like it. It's clever. The more the shit this bitch... Oh my God, I can't talk, and I'm not even drunk. I swear, I promise. The more stuff she does, the more I kind of like her. Like, I like that freaking Blank Space song. That song is good pop music, no matter what you say. No matter whether you like her or not, that song is fucking kick-ass song. It's good. I get it stuck in my head. I'll be going down the street singing it to myself. And that's how you know it's a fucking catchy song and you did your job. But whatever, I digress. But she apparently says they say it, but she says, she's like, this was her response by tweeting, P.S. any hackers saying they have nudes in quotes with a question mark, push, I like that, push. You'd love that, wouldn't you? Have fun photoshopping because you got nothing in all caps. So yeah, and then she's like telling people to go follow them and telling all of her fans to go follow them and like tweet them. But that's really what they want is the attention. So you shouldn't have done that. Now you gave them more attention. That's what they want. This I have said this before and I'm saying it again right now, people. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth right now on the Hollywood Hick, right here on the Crab Diving Network from the heart of Hollywood in the Florida room. Listen to the words as they come out of my mouth. Quit bullying fuckers in high school, especially the geeky ones who like computers a lot, because they're the ones who are going to be in control of the computers. And guess what controls everything now? Computers. So if you can fucking work a computer to that level, then you've got everybody else by the nutsack. So how about you play nice and quit pissing these guys off and giving them swirlies and whatnots and doing all your untoward nonsense? Whoever does that, stop it. And if you see it happening, don't just stand on the sidelines like I did, hoping it wasn't gonna be me next. You need to fucking like grab a fucking like club or something and take out some kneecaps. I don't know. No, don't go that far, because then they'll tell. Then you're the one in trouble because you fucking like resorted to violence or whatever. But if they're swirling somebody, isn't that somewhat battery? I don't know. Batteries are like you can like blow on somebody, I think, and get called battery. It's nuts, crazy nuts. What can happen in this world? But you don't even have to worry about battery down in Hollywood. Somebody else stabbed. Yeah, just the other night, Sunday evening, I think, Hollywood and Highland, not too far here from the Hollywood Hick compound and the Florida room. Yeah, somebody else stabbed. Be careful you come to Hollywood, people. It is not all glamour and fortune. No, there's a bunch of fucking straight up mother trucking nuts. Crazy out there. Nuts. And do not make eye contact unless you know who the people are. And just keep it moving and keep it forward. Don't engage. Do not engage. Don't poke the bear, because the bear will stab you in the neck. That's what will fucking happen. And that's what I get to from fucking Taylor Swift, Tay Tay. Somebody saying they got pictures of her titty balls. And who really wants to see her naked? Like, there's no appeal to that. Like, I guess I'm not the market for it. But at the same time, it's like, I think there's a lot of other chicks guys would rather see naked than Taylor Swift. Like, they don't really like her because they're like daughters like her. So then does that make them seem like sort of pedophiles because they like they're like the attracted to the chick who like their daughters are like idolizing? That's like a like gray area that I wouldn't want to have to like navigate. That's why I ain't got no children's. No siree, Bob. I ain't even got a critter anymore because I don't want the responsibility. It's too much. too much. And a dog in the city is ridiculous because I don't want to be picking up poop. I like a dog. If I'm going to have a dog, I'm going to have a big fucking farm or some shit and be like, you go to the pooping place and that's way out in the woods or something where don't nobody ever go. And like critters do it all the time, so poop's to be expected. Not like on a fucking city sidewalk where people let their dogs poop. Okay, this is, okay, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but every time it comes up, I feel like I need to just say this again to the pet having population out there, especially dog people in the city. Now, when that dog goes to like pinch one off and you're on the sidewalk, it is your job to let that dog know that this is not the time. We are going to get there real quick. But right now, you do not poop on a sidewalk, because when I go to pick this up, it becomes smeared poop. And smeared poop is the same as a log of poop. Actually, it's a little bit worse. It's just gross. So how about you just steer your dog away from it? And don't give me this bullshit about dogs just go wherever they want to. No, I don't get to go where I want to. You don't get to go wherever you want to. You can let that dog know that, no, there's a time and a place. When you get to the little grassy patch where it's acceptable, then you can start doing your circles, squat it, do whatever you gotta do, but keep it off of the public sidewalks. It's rude, it's tacky, and don't nobody want to have to look at that. Okay, all right, now the Hollywood Hick will get off of his high horse, have a sip of this Miller Lite, and then I'm going to tell y'all a couple other funny stories I read. Hold on. Woo. Okay, so I also saw on the interwebs a funny story that like cracks my ass up. There's a few things. I'm just going to be a little bit all over the place, Hollywood Hick, today. Because for a while I was like, there is nothing to talk about. Again, I'm like, nobody's going crazy or anything. Like Lindsay Lohan is still acting up. Like they say she might get sent to jail, which I hope she does. Because it's about goddamn time they like take a stand. Like if she was in China, like Jackie Chan's kid who got 6 months for just like a bag of weed. And she's like got hardly no, like been in and out and all this stuff, and like still gets like all kind of like carte blanche treatment. It just boggles my mind. And I'm supposed to, she ain't gonna finish her damn community service that she already got an extension on, where she apparently like got, said she got sick by some mosquito disease she got in Bora Bora, but now people are starting to call bullshit because she was out at a party last weekend after some Paris fashion show. And so that she's not gonna get all her shit done in time. She's gotta be done by Wednesday, like 15 days done by Wednesday. It's like, if you do the math, that's not even possible, because that's like, there's more than 15 days between now and Wednesday. So you're kind of screwed. So I think, so she's trying to blame it on this skeeter bite. Not that she fucking lollygag and procrastinated all that other time. She could have just got it done and over with. But no, she had to go gallivanting off to fucking London because she had to like be in a place she can't memorize the lines for because she's a lazy fucking shit. And I can't believe people keep giving her chances over and over. It's time to let some other starlet who's like worth it have a freaking chance and quit putting time and effort into this mess, because she looks 900 and she's like what, 25 or something like that, and she looks older than me. But I do have a youthful dewy glow that is deceiving, so that is kind of not that hard to come by. But fucking, she's like 20 something and she looks 40 something, and that is not a good look. Because I had this friend in high school that she used to be able to buy beer at a really young age because she looked 40 in high school, and I don't know whatever happened to her. And I always have been curious what she looks like now that she is in her 40s. What does she really look like? Does she look 80, or did she like get some work, or did it all just balance out and she just grew into it? I'm very, 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 very curious. But I didn't even mean to get off on that tangent. But this fucking, yeah, they need the freaking Jackie Chan kid, Lindsay Lohan, and Chris Brown. He's about to get in troubles too, because he like left town and everything, and like every time he's around, somebody gets shot and or stabbed. And the fucking DA was finally like, oh hell to the no, we have had it with you, we have had it. Like, I mean, I could do some like Hollywood Hickey sort of things. Like right now, I ain't wearing no shirt while I do this, because you know why? Nobody can see me anyway. So I'm sitting here drinking a beer like a redneck, no shirt, in the Florida room. I'm talking about stupid like Lindsay Lohan and why I think she should go to prison. So really, it's like the world is not expecting much from me anyway, right? But whatever. So okay. So speaking of chicks, is that a segue or is that a mother trucking segue? But I love this story because apparently, whenever like they were doing a preliminary round for Miss Universe or something, but there's the chick from Beverly Hills, and I'm looking for the story so I can tell you her name, because I think it's on the next page over, and I was not prepared for that. But she was like doing her like bikini walk out on the runway or out on the stage, and she went to take off her little sheer wrap, right? And as she did, it caught on the back of her bikini and untied it, so her titty bones popped out on stage. stage for like a split second. And fuck, I can't find it, but I was going, because I was going to say her name. But hopefully by the end of the talking about it. But the thing is, I'm trying to get her name because, oh, here she goes, because I want to give her props. Because bitch handled it well. Because now she's got a picture of herself plastered all over the TMZ. Her name is Chanel Riggin. I love the names now. Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L-L-E, Chanel Riggin, R-I-G-G-A-N. Why I felt the need to spell the last name too, I don't know. But Chanel Riggin went to take off her like sheer top thing and do her little like glamour move, and it untied the bottom part, and her ditty balls popped out. They're very pert and an appropriate size for her frame. So I will say, job well done, because they don't look like you were born with them. So it looks like you got some put in there, and they were very well done, even though they have star nipples right now on the TMZ, what I'm looking at. But whatever. The point is, I'm sitting here like talking shit about her titties. Actually, not talking shit. I was saying nice things about her bosom, but I didn't mean to do that. I meant to like give her some props, because the way she handled it was fucking great. She just kept on walking. She fixed it. She couldn't get it tight, so she just used one hand to hold it there. Even though she had underboob coming out on one side, she had most of it covered. She couldn't, I mean, she can't be faulted for the underboob. She couldn't see. She was like in a pinch. She had to just get them things back up in there, because she didn't want to have like a big black bar across her breasts is on the Miss Universe pageant or Miss Universe preliminary pageant or whatever the hell it is, because she's Miss Beverly Hills. So I don't know what your like ultimate goal is if you're Miss Beverly Hills, but maybe it goes to the Universe pageant if you're lucky. I don't know. But whatever. She handled it well. She like even laughed a couple of times, made it look like, finished it out, did it like a pro, got out of there, probably got out of there, turned 9,000 shades of red, poor thing. But Chanel Riggin, honey, I'm just telling you, the Hollywood hick had props for you, even though I did talk about your titties at the beginning. But I was saying they're nice titties, so that's really not that bad, right? That's just being somewhat objectifying you. But I'm also gay, so there's that factor you have to consider before you get too upset. But yeah, so just whatever. If y'all ever see this, it's worth looking at. She just handles it well. You go, Miss Beverly Hills. You got poise. You got grace. You got whatever else. I don't know. She got fourth runner up, so she couldn't have been that great, right? So that's the thing. So what else was going on? Oh, okay. All right, then. One more thing, and then I promise I will get off the TMZ. But the TMZ had a couple of good things over the last few days, right? But there's this one, and I love it when somebody's able to call bullshit on somebody, because you know how much I hate that shit. Like, if it's for real, fine. But if you're fucking bullshit, and then if you are bullshitting, then I will love nothing more than you to get busted in the midst of your fucking bullshit. But apparently, there's some stupid-ass paparazzi, and this dumbass was at the, I think it was at some fancy-ass restaurant in Santa Monica, right? Out here in fancy-ass Santa Monica. So the paps are out there. He is there. I guess he was there with the like most vanilla, boringest Gwyneth Paltrow. I can't stand her. Any movie she's in, I will not watch. That one that tanked Mordecai. One, it looked insufferable. And two, Gwyneth Paltrow was in it. There are two real reasons not to watch something. The only reason I will see her in anything is if she is forced upon me by being in an Iron Man movie. And Iron Man trumps Gwyneth Paltrow. So I will watch it. But whatever, she's so boring and awful and vanilla. Like, I can't believe she ever won a fucking Oscar. I still can't wrap my brain around that. I even watched that movie. It's good, but not great. It's kind of meh, boring, vanilla, eh, whatever. Point is, those two, Chris Martin from the Coldplay and Gwyneth Paltrow, they were leaving some Giorgio Baldi Ristorante out in Santa Monica, right? At which point, as he's pulling out, some paparazzi like came out to take a picture and allegedly was hit by the Jeep on the way out of the Ristorante. And but the thing about it is, so all the people that were taking pictures are from one side of the street, but this dude happens to be on the other side of the Jeep, comes over, purposely walks in front of it, supposedly gets hit, but from the picture I see, it doesn't really look like it. But the other thing is, he feigns injury, right? But his buddy is the one who gets the pics of what happened from across the street, which is the one spot that nobody apparently ever stands to take pictures, because there's no good angle to get a picture from over there unless you want to see your buddy try to like scam Gwyneth Paltrow and her vanilla ass and Chris Martin and his boring ass from the Coldplay. So like these people were totally totally running a scam. It's obvious, like, they totally got called out. You know they're still going for it or whatever. But if you look at the pictures, there's at one point the dude who supposedly got hit is sitting on the stretcher because you know he had the ambulance come and got took away. He's looking, like, directly at the camera like he knows what the fuck is up. He knew what was up. They were in cahoots. I hope they get busted. I hope they get straight up mother trucking, stone cold busted. I said it out loud and I meant it out loud. Oh, guess what else? Who knew? Another day here in Hollywood, and guess who's got another person saying that he slipped her a Mickey and then had his way with him? Yeah, another one. This one is like even more like, why would this woman say anything? She said it happened a long time ago. But yeah, her husband is like a huge bigwig producer, and she has like huge producing credits and things. Like, she's not like any like nobody. Her name is Sandra Ladd, and her husband is where's his name at? It's in here. I'm gonna say it wrong, but her husband is, I'm gonna find it, god damn it, y'all are gonna have to listen to me find it too. But if I take my spectacles off, I can see better, but because I couldn't see before. But where the fuck? Oh, her dad, Alan Ladd. That's what I was going to say. But then I can't think of that word either. Good Lord. I didn't think I was right. So, but Alan Ladd Jr. is her husband. She says it happened a while back. She was like, basically what she says was, this is a quote from her, and then I guess this was in the Huffington Post as well. She was like, I asked a couple of times what it was of the pill he was giving her. She said she had a headache or something. And she said, each time he reassured me, asking, don't you trust me? Of course I did. This was Bill Cosby, what she says. So she goes on, for more than 45 years, I have tried to recall exactly what happened that night. To this day, it remains a blur. I have a vague recollection of feeling like I was floating while walking through Times Square and watching some kind of Japanese samurai movie with him. I don't remember where the theater was, nor very much of the evening. And then she recalls waking up next to him, naked next to him in bed, knowing that she had sex with him. She said the only person she could have told at the time was her roommate, and they didn't discuss the issue for like 36 years. And so it's like now she's been with her husband of like, she's been like married her husband 9 years ago. Yeah, so like, why does she have to like need to speak up now? But she said, after having done a lot of work on myself, I realized that we are only as sick as the secrets we keep. Once those secrets are spoken aloud, even to just one person, they lose their power. I no longer feel the shame that kept me silent. Yes, I could have told my story years ago, and in hindsight, probably should have. It's time now that my voice be added and to finally pull the curtain back from this dark moment in my life. See, what does this woman have to gain? Nothing. She doesn't want anything. It says this is the first time she's spoken out publicly, and she has no intention to do any other interviews or to sue Cosby. She's like, I just want to say my piece, tell the truth that, yes, you know what? This happened to me, too. These ladies aren't making this shit up, are not making this crap up. That ain't how it works. So it's like, guilty. And like, it really makes me sad. I don't say it lightly that I think he's guilty, but I think he is G-U-I-L-T-Y guilty. I just do. It's just like, you can't have those, like, this woman has nothing to gain from this. So it's like, what if she thinks that people are going to come pat her on the back? There's a lot of people in Hollywood who are still supporting him, who like are going to be like turning their nose up at her, be like, that's that bitch ass bitch over there who like turned on Cosby. That's how people are. You know, people are nuts. Straight up nuts. So yeah, another one. I don't even know how many that is now. I don't even know how many that is. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I still, it just creeps. It's like, who wants to have sexy times with something that can't reciprocate or like doesn't even know you're there? It's like, I can't. There's not anything that I would ever be. It's not anything I would ever do. So I can't wrap my brain around the mentality of somebody who would do shit like that. Like all the time, like even rape people. Like, I don't want to have to force you to let me fuck you. That's no fun. So it's like, why? I don't get it. So I can't wrap my brain around it. Can't wrap my brain around the rape, and especially drugging people and raping them. People you supposedly are friends with, or like they look at you as some sort of mentor or whatever. Yeah, like that's just Creepsville Town. Creepyville Town. Creepy, 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 Creepyville Town. It's nuts. And we'll just make this segue while we're talking about Creepy Town, because I'm tired of talking about Cosby. I just have to report another one. Brings it up to probably like 30-something or something. I don't know. There's a lot. A whole lot. And that poor lawyer has shut the hell up recently. Like, you don't hear as much anymore. Like, people are finally like, oh, dude, like, oh. Like, at each one of these really super credible ones, just like, I just chips away at those that are left. Because I read, too, like, his whole, like, he, like, 40% of the tickets from Denver weren't sold. I think he just got a show canceled in Charlotte. I really can't believe that they canceled one in Charlotte, because I would think that people would not have cared as much back there. But I guess they do. But I guess because it is, like, right there. Like, I grew up right outside of Charlotte, and it pretty much was like the buckle of the Bible Belt when I was living there. So maybe like they're like, oh, they're like, even they can't even be a social, like, just in case they can't go. That's kind of how they think, them Southern Baptists. They're nuts, because they are very much followers of the do as I say, not as I do school of religion. That is how they roll. That is how they will always roll. And that's how they expect you to just accept it. That's how it should just be. Just that's how it don't. And don't question me. Don't question and ask things and try to judge me. But and I do have to get on that side, because Dolly Parton said you can't judge or you're already sinning. But the thing is, the people who they're telling you not to judge have already judged you. They just kind of kept it to themselves. It's a vicious circle. I know that whole cycle is just never fucking ending. Never, ever ending. Oh, I got to put my spectacles back. Like, it's pitiful when you are getting, like, old. I'm telling you, this youthful dewy glow is deceiving. My eyeballs are giving out on me. I think I need to go get my eyeballs checked and update my subscription, because I have to use one set of spectacles to read what I wrote on the paper, another set of spectacles to read what I'm wanting to read on the iPad so I can remember what the hell I'm trying to talk about, because I can't keep more than two stories straight in my head at one time without a point of reference, because I'm just, like I said, I'm getting older, and I've drank lots of booze for a long time, and I've smoked a lot of weed and things of that nature. So, yeah, I don't remember things as good as I used to. So that's how that goes. I'm just the fucking on a tangent again. But whatever. Did we left Cosby? I'm talking about something else. It's time for a new subject. I left Cosby and came back to it. That's what happened. And then I started rambling about bullshit. Good Lord have mercy. Somebody reel this hick in. I do want to say this, because I know I have expressed how much I love John Stamos. He's one of my all-time favorites. He's so cute. But he's got a new television pilot that they're making that I really hope comes to, like, a series. So it's like he's basically a kind of like semi autobiographical, but whatever, he ends up like it's like a playboy who not only finds out that he's a father, but he also finds out he's a grandfather. So he has to deal with all of that bullshit, which I think the addition of the grandfather is a nice twist to make that shit funny. So as an aside, I hope John Stamos' new television pilot goes to series. One, just because I would watch it, because John Stamos is in it and he's adorable. And two, I kind of like the premise. And I hope they don't fuck it up if they do, because sometimes it's a great premise and then people just fuck. Like, you watch it and you're like, oh my God, that is not anywhere close to what I was expecting. I'm really sad. And that's why it happens. What else was I going to talk? Oh, I got one other story, or maybe two. I don't know if I want to get into this one. I was going to talk about Scientology, because you know there's this new Scientology movie coming out. But there's some other shit I want to talk about. And I think if I talk about this, I'll just get going so long I won't get to some of these other things I've been wanting to talk about and bring up here on the Hollywood Hick. So I think maybe on the Friday episode after the plus, the Scientology people, I don't think have fully responded to some of the shit yet, because you know there's this movie. I'll just give you the quick thing. I'll tease this for the Friday edition of the Hollywood Hick, because I'm going to read up about it and like tell you all about what I think about it and tell you the what's going on. But they made this Scientology documentary on the HBO, and guess who the hell is butthurt as hell, and they are not liking it, and they're trying to like cause all kind of a problem and stir everything up, which doesn't make any sense to me, because if you want something to go away, how about you just kind of keep it quiet? But no, they're gonna make a big fucking loud stink. They already look like fools. And but whatever. So I'll talk about that on the Friday edition of the Hollywood Hit, because there's some other stories I won't talk about because they make me laugh. And I feel like laughing today, because I actually got some. I'm gonna tell you this too, if you people are feeling cranky and sort of run down and just not yourself, and you need to like get back into the swing of things, I just discovered, or rediscovered, I should say. I just don't know why I didn't think of it, but if you get a good night's sleep, it will fix all that shit, because I have been running around doing all kind of shit for days on end, not stopping, and then last night I was like, fuck this shit, I'm going to bed, like a old person at like 8:30 at night, like a grandparent, like John Stamos gonna be like a fucking grandparent, and then slept till like 7:30 in the morning. I never do that, ever. That meant fucking needed some sleep. So if you are feeling like a bitch ass bitch, which is how I was feeling, then fucking get some sleep. And don't drink and don't be smoking the weed, everything, because all that makes you sleep weird. Like, drunk sleep is not good sleep, and that's part of my problem. Because on the weekends I drink, and then during the week I go out talking funny shit to people, and then I drink. So it's like I'm always drinking. It's so if you cut out the booze and just like give your body a break, it will actually sleep much better. So I recommend like one day, at least every once in a while, to recharge some other trucking batteries. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is my helpful, that's the health section of the Hollywood Hick today. Healthy living on the Hollywood Hick. Occasionally quit doing all the bad shit and actually go to sleep and like rest. Give your body a fucking minute. And I did the yoga today. I hadn't done yoga in a while. I did it in front of the television set. See, like, do the yoga. That's just good, because I was like, that was another reason I was cranky. Now I got some sleep, did some yoga, because I couldn't get to the field because it had been raining. And I did it in front of the television set, and that was the most, like, I swear to God, though, those yoga people on TV, it's going to drive me. I'm going to have to drink during it because of all the talking. Like, they never shut up. And sometimes I'm just like, dude, I'm trying to not fucking, like, shit myself holding this pose for another 4 seconds. So could you just quit telling me about how fucking zen I should feel and how much breathing I should be doing and to do this and do that? And, like, just, I'm like, at some point, you just need to give it a rest, and it never happens. And you can't, like, it's whatever. I digress again. I was getting all annoyed, but whatever. I'm so glad I did it. Like, ooh, open some shit back up. That's it. So the healthy section of the Hollywood Hick is over. Get yourself a good night's sleep once in a while and do some other trucking yoga, because it will change your life. And do it regular. You got to do yoga like 5 times a week minimum. For real. You can do it every day. Like, some people do it like 2x a day. That's a little much for me. But I could see how, like, you could kind of get into it and want to, because it's like opens shit up. You're like, can you like think? No, you don't. The whole time I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, this pose is going to fucking kill me. But I try to do it right. That's my thing. Because, okay, why am I still rambling on about yoga? I'm not. Because what I wanted to tell y'all is this other story that just makes me laugh because it's absurd and it's stupid. And I'm not supposed to be talking about these people. But for whatever reason, I'm going to talk about this person. Because on them stupid housewives shows, one of them from the Beverly Hills, this Brandy Glanville chick, or Granville, or whatever her name is, the one that was married to Eddie Cibrian before Leanne Rimes stole him away from her, right? Well, there's one who used to be on, I think, on the now defunct Housewives of Miami television program. Right, but apparently this Brandy Glanville been running around for the last while talking about how this Joanna Krupa, that's her name, Joanna Krupa, off of the one that used to be on in Miami, and she's gorgeous, by the way, but apparently, according to Brandy and what she had heard, and she has been telling everybody and refuses to quit telling everybody, is that this Joanna Krupa has fucking rotten snatch. That's basically, she says that, like, she basically says that her pussy stinks. And I'm just not paraphrasing. I'm saying it as it is written in front of me. Actually, it's not. I paraphrase. But that's what she basically said. She's getting sued by this Joanna Krupa for, like, slander or defamation or one of them things, because she went on TV and said that she had heard through the grapevine, through, like, some dude that had slept with her, that she had, like, a really smelly down there. And it's upset as this Joanna Krupa got about it. I think there might be some truth to it, because, you know, you really only get this upset when it is true. Because if it ain't true, she'd be like, then come put your nose in my snatch right now and we'll clear this up. But if you know you got some, like, funky going on down there, you're not as prone to, like, be like, then come over here and give it a sniff and we'll end this right now. But she has to go and sue, because that's what everybody does. So now, this is a lawsuit, a for real, straight up lawsuit happening in America, the land of suing everybody, because we can't just work it out. I got to sue you, because I can't just take a lump and be like, oh my God, this crazy girl keeps saying I have a stinky snatch, knowing perfectly well, if you don't have a sneaky snatch, you don't have anything to worry about. I'm starting to think Brandy might be right, because you only get this upset when somebody is telling the truth, and you're like, oh shit, I don't want everybody to know that my down there smells like the fishery or the hatchery or whatever they're called. I don't know. I try not to think about it, because, you know, as much as I love titties, and I'll talk about it all the time, how much I love a titty, but the down there on the lady too, like, that's, it was not for a lack of giving it, like, the 1, 2, go or whatever. Just fucking, I tried. I did my best. I put my thing in a couple of few of them. I even put my face in a couple of few of them. And that was horrible. And but that's just for personal reasons. I'm not saying that everybody should feel that same way. But yeah, if this is, like, if it's true, and then this was one, it would have ruined me forever. Like, I don't think I'd ever, like, I don't think I would ever be able to come back from that. I don't think there would ever be a way for me to bounce back from the horror that would have been that. That's just what all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So apparently Brandi Glanville's getting sued by Joanna Krupa for telling everybody that she's got a stinky nether regions. And that is why I feel better about myself, because I am not suing, nor am I being sued for my nether region having any kind of funk other than the good kind for straight up reels. But speaking of things that make the Hollywood hick feel better, here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live, if you want to hear this shit when it's happening, the Hollywood hick particular on the 7s out here on the West Coast, on the 10s on the East Coast, and do the math everywhere else in the world. Hopefully y'all listen from all over. Yeah, so just do your math on that shit. But the things that are making me feel better about myself right now, here on the Hollywood Hick, there's a couple that I've come across. Okay, let's just get down to it. Now, there was this one, and I'm going to play a little quick clip of it, too, because it's just too much. There's a, okay, where were they? It's like so in Memphis. I want to say it was Memphis. I'm trying to get the story right now, so I'm going to go off the top of my head while I do it, because then this thing's probably going to go slow, and then you're going to have to hear me have a slight amount of blackout rage, because why do I pay for this shit if it doesn't fucking load a damn page? But out of Memphis, there was a daycare that had a guy who apparently had committed a robbery or something down the street a little bit, and he was running from the cops. And so when as he's running from the cops, he comes to the daycare, knocks on the door, and the woman who runs the daycare says they crack the door to say, hello, who is this? And he comes busting in. They basically shut him down, get him out. Everything's fine. But this news reporter from, of course, it's Fox Memphis, all gets fucking all like butt hurt about it, like wanting to make this woman say something that she didn't like. He wants her to say that we should not have opened that door even a crack, but she's like, we run a business, and it is not our practice to be rude and just like unfriendly. So no, that is not how, and we had safety measures in place. Okay, whatever, I'm gonna let her say it. So, and listen to this dude, how he like just tries to pull this shit out of her and pull it out and pull it out and pull it out. So the reason I'm saying this makes me feel better about myself is because I'm not this asshole reporter who like thinks it's my job to make people look bad just so that I can maybe get a fucking rating. So fuck you, fat ass news reporter whose name I'm not even gonna bother to look up, because you're an asshole. But so here's the woman, Terry Oliver is her name, from the daycare. She's the director, and she's just not gonna let him get away with it, and I love her for it. So she gives me hope for humanity. He makes me feel better about myself. So want to hear it? Here it go.
This is a business, and so we welcome customers, and every customer is a stranger until we get to know them.
Absolutely.
So we'll review our system, but I actually think our system worked perfectly. Not a child was injured, not a parent was injured, not a teacher was injured, no one was injured. And we've been here 21 years, and I stand firm on the fact that we executed our safety plan perfectly.
Would it have been perfect if you'd said, how can I help you from the inside versus opening the door and just using the intercom only? And extending to them and being welcoming that way versus opening the door?
I think that could have possibly been another news story, you know, or something with the Better Business Bureau. We're coming into your business, or asking to come into your business and to see your business and say, hi, you know, how can I help you? We want to know about your business, and we're talking to them through a door. I'm not sure if that's best business practice, but what I do know is best business practice is to have a safety plan in place. We had it in place. To execute a safety plan, it was executed. To keep all of the children safe in our building, they were. To make sure that no adult was injured, and no adult or child was. So business is business. This is a viable business for the last 21 years, and every child was safe.
Last question for you. What do you say to the parents who say, this just isn't good enough? I would prefer to you have talked to the person through the door, through the intercom, versus opening the door.
Well, like I said again, that's something that we can consider. We have a very viable parent organization, a PTA. And so I'm expecting those parents to come in and have dialogue with me on how we could make sure that something like this doesn't happen again, that a person gets into our building. But I'm sure that they're pleased, and I know they are, because I spoke with every one of them myself, that no child was injured, no adult was injured, that nothing happened to any person that we're responsible to care for. We cared for them. We executed their plan. I can't say that enough about how proud I am. And I'm interested to have dialogue in our city about what will our mayor do about, or whoever, about having a sting operation so close to a child care center, because they were chasing him, so close to a school. And so those are the types of things I'd love to see our city not only have dialogue with child care centers about, but about with our city in general. How are we going to address crime in our city? Because it's not a daycare issue. It's really a crime in our city issue. We executed our plan and executed it well.
Thank you for speaking to us. We know you didn't have to. We appreciate you talking to us this morning.
That right there, Mother Truckers, is how you shut a bitch down. I love me some Terry Oliver. She's like, oh, hell no. This is a viable business. That is not how you run a business. You can't be talking to somebody through a door. We had a plan and we executed it perfectly. He could not. And by the way, I started that kind of in the middle because I wasn't going to make y'all listen to 6 minutes of that shit. I only need to listen to like a couple of few. And, but like, he kept asking that same fucking question over and over until she was like, no, you are not going to get this. And then turn it on his ass. Like, this is a crime in our city's issue. This is not why some guy busted into a daycare and how did that happen. What we want to know is, like, how did y'all let this happen? It just, you had a sting right down the street from a daycare. That's some poor city planning. So how about you go talk to them about that, asshole? I love it. She turns it right around on him. And by the way, the one other thing I do want to say about Miss Terry Oliver is, could you imagine if she was running the PTA when the Harper Valley PTA shit went down? She would have shut her ass down. She would have been like, you take your tiny ass, mini skirted, big haired ass, sit it down. We are running a viable business here. And we are going to execute this plan perfectly because we are not going to put up with your shenanigans. You know she would. She would have shut her right the fuck down. She would. I love her. So that news dude, he's such a why do you gotta, like, why do you have to be like that? I don't get it. Why do you have to try to, like, turn this, twist it around on this poor woman, fuck up her business because you want a goddamn news story? Fuck you. That's not in the news. That's just you being an asshole. Like, news is reporting on the crime as it was and saying, like, I'm glad that everything went well. Look, this is an example of, like, a school that's on their fucking toes. They had their shit together. When somebody tried to bust in, they were like, oh, hell to the no. They pulled a Whitney, said, oh, hell to the no, shut a motherfucker down, got him out. Now he's arrested. So that's exactly how it should be. So kudos to you, sister, for not letting that asshole fucking bring a sister down. I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. We're going to move on to another story now because, okay, these people, this is the kind of people that make me feel so, 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 so much better about myself, right? Okay, one, there's this dude in Pennsylvania who was applying to be part of the Pennsylvania State Police Department, and they have apparently a pretty rigorous application process, as we would hopefully expect, right? And includes a polygraph test and a polygraph pre-test, they call it, but to, like, even screen you before I guess you can, like, go in. And then there's this dumbass, he's 29, his name is Joseph Adam White, he's of Hartstown. He went to the barracks there to, like, do his, like, his pre-test. So basically, somehow during the course of his lie detector test, he, the subject came up only that White allegedly told the examiner that he had consensual sex with another contact with a girl in 2011. Oh, wait a minute. Blah, blah, blah. I'm telling this all wrong. He was in the, when the police lie detector came up, he admitted having sex with an underage girl 4 years ago during the polygraph test. So she's now 19, so she was 2011, so whatever, she was like 14 or something when he did it. So basically he outed himself. Did you see how poorly I read that in my math? So apologies, but I'm not fixing it. Fuck all y'all, whatever. Basically this dumbass Joseph Adam White had sex with like a 14, maybe 15 year old girl, and outed himself while giving a lie detector test to be a police officer who was being run by somebody who had direct relations with the police community. So what kind of dumb, like, honestly, that's when you just, when they ask a question, like, I'm sure they asked, have you ever committed a crime? So I guess he thought he was doing right by, like, not lying. But that's when I would just been like, it says that you lied. I'm like, well, I didn't lie. I would have fought that tooth and nail. I've been like, I told you about all my crimes, because I would have, like, I'd be like, you got time for that? You better get out a pad of paper, because we've had some run-ins. No, it's mostly detainments. I usually don't get arrested too very often, only occasionally detained. And that is only because for some reason, the police have a completely different idea of what is fun than I do sometimes. And they think that what I'm doing should not be considered fun. It should be considered a nuisance of sorts. And I can't understand why they think that way. That's just how it is. So, yeah. So if you are not Joseph Adam White, you are doing really, really well today. So you just keep telling yourself that. It'll make you feel better about yourself, right? So, okay, there's this other story that which kind of chapped my ass because I hate these kind of people. I hate these kind of people. And I'm so glad I am not these people at this car dealership in Westport. Wherever the fuck Westport is, Boston, somewhere outside of Boston is what I'm getting from this. But what had happened was, okay, these people who work at a used car dealership, which are already sort of the highest caliber of people you're going to be dealing with, right? The people who sell used cars. And so basically they had this dude, he delivered them $42 worth of pizza. And I was looking to see his name, but I can't find it on here because I'm trying to read fast, but whatever. So the pizza guy, and it's not really important, his name anyway. They bring $42 worth of pizza. The people that are working at the dealership gave him $50, two 20s and two 5s. And he confirmed they were giving him the whole $50 and he left, $7 and change, right? And so the dealership apparently, for whatever reason, thought that he should have given them change back, which does not make any sense because if you would have only needed to pay $42, why would you give another $5 bill on top of that? So that the guy makes a point. So he basically has to go back to take these people their $7 in change back using his gas and resources and everything. So he basically calls them out and asks them. So it's like, yo, like, you realize, like, I get it. It's like, whatever. It's not that big a deal. But it's like, you know, I had to spend my resources to bring this back. So why don't you just say so up front? It's like you're being shady. So then the like dude who's apparently is like the manager on duty at the dealership. You can only see him from the background in this stupid video I was looking at. But like he's like freaking bald with the long hair, bald on top of the long hair around. Like, it's like, what are you trying to like say that you can grow a patch around the circle? Like, just shave your head. I'm losing the back of my hair on the back and I get my hair cut appropriately. I don't try to walk around like some hippie with long ass hair. You look a fool. But basically, he tries to then like give him it. He's like, he's like giving the guy shit because I guess the guy's manager already apologized over the phone. And because the guy called him out, he said, it just doesn't make any sense. You'd hand me a bill that you were just going to have me drive back to give you back anyway. It's like, why would you give me money that you just want me to drive back to give back to you? He's like, not mad at you. I'm just wasting my resources coming back here. So then the uppity fucking bitch ass manager, he's like, so listen, the manager apologized once for you. Do you want him to apologize again for you? This other chick, a woman, of course, with her like little fucking Boston attitude, she's like, out the door before I put a foot in your ass. And she's basically shoving him out the door. So then they basically get the fucking owner on the manager on the phone. One guy, he's like, I want this motherfucker done. He's like, I want him fired. So this one guy is saying, another dude who like is too big for his britches, another fat ass, by the way, who's like, can't wait to fucking eat this $42 worth of pizza. And so they pitch a big old fit about it. Then this is where the idiots fucking fuck up. So they think they like get one over on this taxi, on this pizza guy, and put a video of it up on the YouTubes. People start looking at it and they're like, no dude, the pizza guy's straight up honest and on the up and up. You guys are fucking assholes. They've like started making a big old stink, giving those guys horrible reviews all over the Yelp and shit like that, just totally taking them down and blasting them. And their website was so overloaded you can't get on it. And they got all their shit turned off. They don't have like their Facebook is shut down. Negative ratings are all over everything. They don't have any Google Connect anymore. Their email's fucked up. Their Twitter's like, they're not even answering Twitter's, like everything. So like these people totally got their ass handed to them. And then the pizza dude, of course somebody started like a Kickstarter Indiegogo sort of thing for him. Now he's like coming out better, all because you people were assholes and you got busted because they were like verbally berating the guy. I would play part of the video, but it's hard to hear. Like over the, you gotta kind of sort of see it and hear it. That's why I didn't play any clip of it, because otherwise I'd have played some clip of it, because these people are ass mother trucking holes, all of them, and they got their comeuppance. So there is, if you believe in a God, then apparently there is a God. That's all I'm saying about that shit. And I'm going to leave y'all because it's running about out of time here on the Hollywood Hick. I just looked at the clock. Good thing I did, or I'd have been talking way too long. But I'm just going to leave y'all with something to stew in and a thought. And if you feel like commenting on it, tweet me or something, at Brent Paris, two R's in Paris to make that shit fancy. But apparently somebody down in Mexico City has invented a capsule-type pill that you can take that not only makes you poo colors, but it makes you like poo scented poo. Like it makes, like supposedly makes your, basically what happens, you can get, these are the pills you can get, and I'm gonna leave y'all with this right here. You can have yellow, blue, red, pink, orange, or green poo. The green smells like forest. I don't know if I'd want to poo a forest, but I'm not too sure. I'm like against a lemon or like peppermint scented poo. Watermelon poo might be a little much. Orange, I'm not so sure, whatever. But apparently we're going to be able to color and or scent our poo, so stew in that. And that's it for the Hollywood Hick, y'all. This is the Crab Diving Network. Follow me at Brent Paris on the Twitters and the Instagrams, by the way. And all y'all mother truckers, stay out of trouble. That's it for me. Bye-bye, y'all. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, bitches. Toot-lam, 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 toot-lam. Break-a-ling, break-a-ling, break-a-ling.